Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Today is Thursday, February 22nd, in the season of Lent. This is the Midday Office. May God be merciful to us and bless us. Show us the light of His countenance and come to us. Splendor and honor and kingly power are yours by right, O Lord our God. For you created everything that is, and by your will they were created and have their being. I have been young and now I am old, but never have I seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. A reading from the letter to the Ephesians. In the abundance of His glory, may He, through the Spirit, enable you to grow firm in power with regard to your inner self, so that Christ may live in your hearts through faith, and then, planted in love and built on love with all God's holy people, you will have the strength to grasp the breadth and length, the height and the depth, so that knowing the love of Christ, which is beyond knowledge, you may be filled with the utter fullness of God. Ephesians 3. I have been young and now I am old, but never have I seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. The Midday Psalm. Happy are they who consider the poor and needy. The Lord will deliver them in their time of trouble. The Lord preserves them and keeps them alive so that they may be happy in the land. He does not hand them over to the will of their enemies. The Lord sustains them on their sickbed and ministers to them in their illness. Psalm 41. I have been young and now I am old, but never have I seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Lord, you have taught us that without love, whatever we do is worth nothing. Send your Holy Spirit and pour into my heart your greatest gift, which is love, the true bond of peace and all virtue, without which whoever lives is accounted dead before you. Grant this for the sake of your only Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You gather us together in faith, O God, as a loving mother and a gentle father. Help us to remember that your dwelling place is built upon love and peace, and that to bring about your reign on earth, we must follow your way of peace. We pray for all governments and legislatures, that they may be mindful of the rights of all people of this world and to live in peace and dignity. Grant this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you.